Blackstone Audio presents On Stranger Tides by Tim Powers. To Jim and Vicki Blaylock, most generous and loyal of friends, and to the memories of Eric Batsford and Noel Powers, with thanks to David Carpenter, Bruce Oliver, Randall Robb, John Swarzel, Philip Thibodeau, and Dennis Tupper for clear answers to unclear questions. And unmoored souls may drift on stranger tides than those men know of, and be overthrown by winds that would not even stir a hair. William Ashbless. The bridegroom's doors are open wide, and I am next of kin. The guests are met, the feast is set, mayst hear the merry din. He holds him with his skinny hand. There was a ship, quoth he. Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Prologue. Though the evening breeze had chilled his back on the way across, it hadn't yet begun its nightly job of sweeping out from among the island's clustered vines and palm boles the humid air that the day had left behind, and Benjamin Herwood's face was gleaming with sweat before the black man had led him even a dozen yards into the jungle. Herwood hefted the machete that he gripped in his left, and only, hand, and peered uneasily into the darkness that seemed to crowd up behind the torch-lit vegetation around them and overhead, for the stories he'd heard of cannibals and giant snakes seemed entirely plausible now, and it was difficult, despite recent experiences, to rely for safety on the collection of oxtails and cloth bags and little statues that dangled from the other man's belt, in this primeval rainforest.